Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Hey, buddy.
Today is Mike Harmon's birthday.
Damn right.
Harmon blew it so incredibly badly the first hour, let's do it again here, right? Ready? One, two, three. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Mike Harmon. Was supposed to come in so we could surprise him with some pizza. Happy birthday to you.
Hooray!
Woo! Really bad job by me, and I'll own it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you
doesn't
you
mean I'm buying pizza next time, I'm telling you.
No, you are. You're supposed to come into work tonight. I was supposed to come in so I could see you and surprise the crew with pizza and food. And you said, no, I can't because I need to take a nap and I want to go walk the dog so I can. I had to sunbathe.
Yeah, you had to, Mike. I know it.
Just picturing Harmon on the roof, you know, with the big mirror that people hold to try to get that sun reflecting off of him. I'm going to be here. Gotta get the sun.
Fedora down. On or no fedora?
Yes, definitely with the fedora.
Yep.
Yes, absolutely. With the fedora and the purple shorts. And with the mirror.
Did you have someone watching me today? I mean, come on. That's exactly the outfit.
Just saying.
I mean, that's the whole nine yards.
We were all set. I swear to God, it was all week long. Tyshawn and I were saying, okay, what night is Harmon coming in? What night? Because we can do this and all this. He's like, yeah, he was on the stealth mission to find out. And you said, oh, I'm not coming. I'm off Thursday, but I think I'm coming in Friday. We had all planned for Friday. And then what'd you have, a pipe burst in your house or something?
We had some issues with some plumbing. And I was late getting back off a soccer session, stuck in traffic a little bit with the kids. So, you know, a compilation of fun and excitement that by the time you looked at the clock, there was no way I was making it up there on time. You know, me for an 8 p.m. start and on the phone in traffic, as some people do. Look, okay. I mean, we got guests all the time that are like weekly regulars that you have no idea what their phone's going to do. Hi, Pete. I'll do it for Steve this week. You know, we do it. We love it. But you don't want me to do that for an hour of content. The bosses don't want me to do that potentially for an hour of content. So I said, you know what? I'll live to fight another day and I'll go back to the home Comrex. And right now, I really wish I was tasting pizza. You know, that jerk Iowa Sam evidently had some Geno, so he decided he was going to send me pictures of the pizza he was eating. I'm like, how the hell does this help me?
Wow, sending you pictures of pizza. Like he's that person on Facebook that wants to put a picture of their lunch on there. Look what I just had.
No, but he sent it to me. Like this wasn't, hey, he posted it on Facebook or Instagram or something and I happened to scroll by it. It's like, no, hey, Harmon, check out what I ate. It's even better the second day. I'm like, that's what I've always been telling you. It's great off the jump. But it's like, but what good does it do me? I'm not eating that pizza now. That's like, that's disrespectful.
Yeah, that's a jerk. Hey, it ain't easy being Mike Harmon. We're finding that out right now.
Jason.
Look, I just feel really bad, though. Like, because that's twice today things were spoiled. Like, my daughter, you know, rope-a-dope me this morning, or so she claims. Maybe she was lying the whole time. But both my daughters, I got them off to school, and neither of them said anything. And evidently, there was a plan to evidently get Dad sad and upset and then come back and surprise him in the afternoon.
Except the real plan was, let's just make Dad sad and upset. Then what do? Nothing. We just make him sad and upset. That's a surprise. You'd think we're going to make him happy, but we just don't do anything.
We're going to get
sad
eventually.
And upset the entire day. You had your own 16 candles, right, where everybody forgets it's Molly Ringwald's birthday.
Yeah, not everybody. I mean, there was some, you know, some goodness, a lot of notes from back home. Like today, this was a big weekend to potentially have gone back to Chicago, right? Northwestern homecoming, high school reunion, Bears play the Packers. No White Sox game. But those other three would have been really fun. But
would have been, yeah.
Here I am with you and a couple of Stone shows, some soccer to yell at referees. It's going to be great.
So, happy birthday to Mike Harmon, celebrating his birthday.
Jason, I'm still charging you for the whole week of super sleuthing, by the way.
Sure, yes. You know, definitely put that on the expense account.
Sounds good.
I mean, yeah, that's fine. Just submit it, and it may take a few, like, it's a six-week turnaround for you to get your
six
money.
6 weeks?
Okay. Well, that's the way it goes,
that's
man.
Actually pretty fast now.
Yeah.
You know, there's supply chain. Yeah, supply chain issues with everything you're trying to order. I mean, and now the fear is that you won't have toys on the shelves at Christmas.
No.
But you also have the fact that, you know, trying to get something processed. Yeah, I mean, there's going to be a supply chain there too. In other words, the supply of money to get it back in your hands is going to be a little delayed too.
Yeah, it's not going to. 6 weeks is like, you'd be lucky to get that. Just feel fortunate there. Some people, listen, you go try to buy a pair of Big Baller brand shoes, man. You're not getting those for like 3.5 years. And then he's just hoping you forget about it. You never have to send them out.
I like that. How many people have emailed?
Yeah.
Well, 37. There was 100 orders, right? That means 63 people didn't bother. That means they must have forgotten.
Still waiting for my shoes, LeVar? Yeah, well, we're getting a lot of orders right now. No, I ordered 7 years ago when you first came out with the first part of Big Baller Brand. I need that. I need it.
Big Baller.
Did you see that Charlotte turn right around and cut LiAngelo Ball?
Yeah. Hey, look at the shoes.
I mean, not to the poor guy. I mean, like, he gets signed, and then, like, less than 48 hours later, he's waved. Like, what the hell are we doing here?
Well, they signed him just for the kickoff of the shoe. Listen, can you hold on to him for just another 24 until we kick off the shoe? All right, great. Then you can cut him. I don't care. And then it's fine.
Wow. Just wanted to be able to say all three had contracts, I guess.
That's right. Yeah, look at all this. And the first day sale of, oh, I got to get these shoes now. I got to get a wet pair. I got to get – no, it's all the same. It's all
you
the
just
same.
Wanted to say wet pair.
I did. I like saying wet pair. It's kind of fun. You got to get the wet pair, which is autographed. The wet pair. Usually when I say a wet pair of sneakers, it's me coming back from soccer practice. Oh, my sneakers are wet. I got a wet pair. And Pam says, take those off outside. All right. I'll leave them outside.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
A big story out of the NFL today. We now know that we're going to be without Russell Wilson at least week 10. The Seahawks put him and Chris Carson on injured reserve today. So the earliest Russell Wilson can come back is week 10 at the Green Bay Packers. Now, there's two angles of this conversation. The first one is, are the Seahawks cooked? I'll ask yourself, is this good for them? Are the Seahawks cooked? And they're not. Geno Smith only has to hold the fort down for 3 weeks, maybe four at the most. It's not doom and gloom. They can split the next 4 weeks. They're at Pittsburgh. That's not necessarily a losable game. They play New Orleans at home. That's not necessarily a losable game. They got Jacksonville, which they still should be able to win, and they're at Green Bay, probably not. But as long as it's conceivable, they can go 2-2 in the next 4 weeks. Now, clearly, the NFC West is not going to be there for them because the top of the division is just too good. You got the Cardinals are fantastic. The Rams are really good. The Niners are about as good as the Seahawks, maybe a tiny bit better. So you're thinking wild card. When you come back, the season's one game longer, and Russell Wilson's going to be back for the stretch run. And he was playing great up until he got hurt. But the next 4 weeks, if you're 2-2, everything is fine. Because like I said, the bottom of the NFL, once you get past the first 7 or 8 teams that are the, quote, the elite teams in the league, the NFL stinks. Everybody is just as good as everybody else. So it's not like suddenly, oh, we're playing these games. This team is good. No, you got 7 or 8 teams that are good. You could say they're going to be difficult to beat. Everybody else can beat everybody else. All the other 24 teams can all beat each other. It is not doom and gloom for the Seahawks.
Nicely played, because you basically just equated it to the NBA. Here's a small handful of teams that can win. But that's just it. We love them all just the same, and each one of those beautiful 272 regular season games gives us a storyline. A lot of the first part of the season, though, is weathering the early injury issues, right? We got a couple of teams that, you know, like, look at Carolina. They won some games early. The schedule was fun. But now they're playing without Christian McCaffrey. If he's ready in the second half, how much better are they? And they added a couple of defensive parts that are just starting to get in with the squad. So, I mean, there's a bunch of stuff that goes through. Pittsburgh, are they dead? I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. Their schedule has some holes in it as well coming up. And then and a bye week to, you know, get right kind of week. Yes, the loss of Juju Smith-Schuster is big. But for the Seahawks, look, when you mentioned the next four games, and maybe you can go 2-2. Maybe you can steal a third game in there. Jaguars on Halloween, got to win that game. The Packers defense is average at best, right? As we talk about them going into a matchup with the Bears, they don't have a pass rush, and Jair Alexander's on the IR. So you've got opportunity, and no telling that he gets back, you know, when his time, you know, the earliest availability. Cardinals obviously are strong within division. 49ers are beat up. So, you know, they're on par. So that game in December when they meet again, Washington's defense is a disaster. Taylor Heineke's running around with his head, just like man possessed, right? And then you've still got the Texans, the Bears down the road. I mean, there's a bunch of and Detroit, because they fight hard, but they lose. So, I mean, there are a lot of games that if Geno Smith just plays good, functional football and doesn't turn the ball over, you'll be just fine. And you get healthy at running back. Rashad Penny should come back. So opportunities there. Alex Collins is there. Chris Carson should be available. Again, none of them world beaters, but three guys that as a unit should be able to get something done. And you got two great wide receivers. So, yes, the defense is terrible. And the I told you so's, and everybody jumped on board that bandwagon. I mean, it is just a cavalcade of stars hating on the Jamal Adams contract and everything that he is. But you're going to be in games. And I still think they can actually improve a bit. I don't think they're going to be a great defense, but perhaps they can get back to middling and give them a puncher's chance. But they do need to find a little balance on offense. I know that's a term that gets some people rankled, but you do need to have a running game that you can at least bleed some clock and, you know what, keep that defense off the field.
Now, the other big part of it is this, and this is where, you know, the micro and the macro look, right? The micro
look. Oh, look at you. Ever since I taught you that, yeah.
I love that, buddy. I love that. That's the best thing you ever taught me, man. That's awesome. The big look is this. The longer Russell Wilson is out, the more likely it is he comes back to Seattle in 2022, all right? Because think about it. This season started, and it was, let's see what happens this year. Russell Wilson was playing his best football, right? 9 touchdowns, no picks, and his quarterback rating was 130. I mean, that's an incredibly high value to have. He was playing his best football until he got hurt. So is he really going to get to the end of this year if he's out 4, 5, 6 weeks, whatever it winds up being? Is he really still going to leave, or is he going to say, boy, this year was going great until I bleep and hit my hand on Aaron Donald's hand. Am I really going to go? Am I ready to go? Or could things really turn around here? And I can be the one team superstar and I still have a bunch of years left and we can continue to build around me. We got new weapons and DK Metcalf's getting better and better. Is he really going to leave if he has a half a year that's fantastic? He's not. He's going to decide, I have to give this one more shot. Because, look, Wilson's a young 34. He's a guy that's going to be playing at a high level probably till he's 40. So he's like, you know, I can do one more year with Seattle and see if it's just as good as it was when it starts out. And if not, then I can go. And plus, this offseason's going to be dominated by Aaron Rodgers, who's going to wind up wanting to leave Green Bay and getting out. He couldn't do it last year. And Russell Wilson doesn't want to share that spotlight with him. He also wants to pick his own team. There's not going to be anybody else available a year from now quite like that. So if Aaron Rodgers gets this offseason to be Peyton Manning and go on the tour and pick his new team, Russell Wilson will take next year. So the longer he's out and as things go, the more likely it is that he winds up coming back to Seattle. Because if he comes back fast and things don't work and Seattle goes in the tank, they don't make the playoffs and things don't look good, then he's going to go. But if he's out a while, but the time when he's on the field was really good, he will stay and he will wait and he will leave Seattle and make that decision after next year. The longer he's out, the more likely it is he stays.
Well, I think the curiosity still becomes Aaron Rodgers because the Packers still could tell him to beat it, as in you're not going anywhere, right? So we could have another offseason just like this one. because I don't think you put into any contract language, or and I don't even think they amended the contract. I think it just came back realizing what the world was. But they didn't say, hey, you know what, if you're unhappy and you put a frowny face emoji on this letter, we'll let you let you out. No, I don't think that's the way it's going to work. And wouldn't it be fun to have both those guys in the market? And I know a lot was made of Rodgers flirting with the Steelers and Mike Tomlin and all that stuff. That's all fun and games, and I like it. But when it comes to Russell Wilson, I think he's a guy that you got the potential out, huge dead cap number if that goes that way. So part of it is you got to do the buy-in. The other thing is Pete Carroll still there? That's the other part. It's one thing for Russell Wilson and trying to determine that, but is part of it, hey, Pete's got to go, and I'll stick around?
Yeah, and they'll hire Clay.
But legitimately, like Pete Carroll was answering questions about the USC job.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Trying to open that door again.
Yep.
So maybe, you know, that becomes part of the equation as well. Not so much a, hey, I'm worried about, you know, the direction of this, that, the other. I want some more input, and I want Pete gone. I think for a guy of Russell Wilson's caliber, you say, okay, when?
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players, rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend. His name is Mike Harmon. Dealing with a dead battery? Head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. Their free battery testing can help you know if you need a new battery or not. And if you do happen to need a replacement battery, well, they can help with that too. They got reliable replacement batteries starting at just $79.99, and they're the only place you can find proven tough Duralast batteries. So next time you're having battery trouble, head to AutoZone, your battery solution in America's number one battery destination. Thanks to Jay Glazer for stopping by. If you missed any of it, we'll play a little bit of it back for you next hour. It really was an incredible visit. What the stories he had about John Gruden and Bruce Allen were just off the hook. But time now for Mike and I to each make a big bold prediction for this weekend in the National Football League. Now, since I went first last hour with our upset special picks, give me your big bold your birthday boy. Give me your big bold prediction for the NFL this weekend.
Chaos ensues on Monday Night Football. We'll be on there live and in living color. The Buffalo Bills giving 6 points at Tennessee. Bud Dupree, my guy, returns for the defense. Julio Jones, A.J. Brown are ready to go. And that means more of actual Tannehill, the passer. Look for McNichols as the second man behind Derrick Henry. Yes, in the passing game, he plays a role. Over-under on this one is 54, so we're going to have some fun. I'm going to take the Tennessee Titans to sting the Buffalo Bills on Monday Night Football.
Now, you tell me, does Bud Dupree pay you to mention his name?
I haven't done it in a while.
Yeah, but no, but still, like, you get a good, like, 15 mentions of Bud Dupree's name.
No, look, man, other shows across networks may have Plugola going. I got no deal with Bud Dupree.
Yeah, okay. All right, now, I'm not going to find an email trail with you and Bud Dupree that's going to say, oh, look at Harmon making money on this, right? It's not going to happen, is it?
No.
All right.
And in that case, everybody, nobody really seems to care about that part of things. I mean, there's plenty of emails of guys making money from, well, a lot of networks. One in particular seems to do it quite frequently. And then they just go, I kind of like the stuff, so what's the difference? Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to go game of the week in the NFL, Chargers and the Ravens, right? All you've heard all week long is, oh, my God, there's going to be 1,000 points in this game. It's going to be back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
The Chargers are going to smash the Ravens. They are going to absolutely smash them. Baltimore is going to get a big bounce off of Monday night, right? You know, they had the gas tank is on empty this week. They came from all the way from behind to win that game. Baltimore is a bit of smoke and mirrors right now. They've had big escapes. The Chargers are great against the pass, and you don't have to worry about any weapons for the back seven to worry about, because really you worry about Hollywood Brown. Sammy Watkins is not playing in the game. The Chargers aren't great on defense against teams against the run, but those are traditional running teams where Lamar Jackson's a guy that's going to get the bulk of the carries, the bulk of the rushing yardage for the Ravens. They will be fine. They'll get early turnovers, the Chargers will. It's going to be a dud game for Lamar. The Chargers' offense is humming. It will continue. Baltimore's defense is going to get tired fast. This is like a 38-14 Chargers win, and everybody takes the Chargers. Who's not doing it? Everybody takes them seriously after this. They blow out the Ravens.
Wow. My man, points per game, they're separated by 0.2. Rethink that.
They smash the Ravens. Big NFL story next on Fox.